rock and rolling our way through any issue you have with your house, home, castle, or cabin. Good morning. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. Here every Saturday morning with our entire team going to work for you, the Arizona homeowner. It's our goal, it's our mission to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. You reach us by dialing the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. Like I say, any question about your house, home, castle, or cabin, we're here to answer it. We've got operators standing by. My daughter, Julia, also lovingly known as Peanut, will take your call. Find out where you're calling from, what your name is, what the question is. Our broadcast engineer, Michael Reisch, will make sure those questions beam to us into the broadcast headquarters, up to the satellite, and right back down to your house. All that technology to work for you to make finding answers about your house as convenient as possible. We usually try and pick a particular topic every single week and kind of drill down and go deeper and educate you on mistakes people make on that particular topic, or warnings that you need to be aware of, or advice and information and tips and tricks of the trade on that particular topic. And today's topic is homeowners insurance. Boy, it can be a very confusing topic. You need a legal dictionary by your side to typically make your way through your homeowner's policy, which I have never read in 40 years of being a homeowner.
Or an agent with that dictionary.
Or an agent with that. And that's why we brought in an insurance agent expert. Clay Jansen of Focus Insurance Services just happens to be the guy that's writing our insurance for the last 40 years.
And even read, I mean, how much of that are you going to remember or retain or
understand
or find useful?
Yeah, and in between companies it changes. So once you read one, you got to read another company's separate policy, right? So there's lots and lots.
So how does a guy go from being a National Forest Service hotshot to being an insurance agent?
Oh, you're going deep, aren't you?
I can remember when I met your dad in the office one day. I said, yeah, Clay's into something new now. He's a hotshot.
In all that talk about trees on your prior segment,
yes,
I was really getting into that.
Yeah,
for a totally different reason. Yeah. I was gonna call in with some questions.
And you were up on the Apache National Forest, right?
Apache Sicreds National Forest.
Right up in Alpine area.
That's right.
Our little favorite spot of the whole state.
South of Hannigan Meadow, if you've been up there before.
Romy was just there last week.
One of my favorite spots.
Have you been there since Wallow?
I have. It's quite a different landscape.
It is.
It's really scary. Yep. But you know, it's what happens, and it's kind of what happens in our state.
It is a heartbreaking story. The fortunate thing, really, you have to look for the silver lining. The aspen trees, we are going to have some of the most. They come back first after the fire.
That's right.
They're the fastest growing, and they're all about head high right now. And there are some areas we used to hike as a family. You can barely even walk
because so many seedlings are popping
up. So thick.
Yeah.
It is incredible.
Yep.
We are going to have fall color. And this has always been kind of my secret corner of the whole state that I never really told.
Yeah, we need to stop talking about it.
Yeah, we do. You know, it's 5 hours from Phoenix. It's 5 hours from Tucson. It's 5 hours from Albuquerque. And up until 4 years ago, there was no cell reception.
Yeah.
I mean, that was my real favorite reason for going there.
In that situation on those fires, I mean, and the Wallow fire is not the only one that's hit Arizona. We did lose some homes. And those whole home, where do you even...
Mount
Start.
Lemon in Tucson,
ooh,
Wallow Fire.
That was a bad
I mean,
one.
There's fires that happen all
Rodeo
around the state.
Rodeo Chattisky Fire.
This is
Granite
a big
Mountain.
One for especially folks that might be have a second home that's on in some of those rural areas or up in the forested areas or a primary residence.
If you lost a home,
period,
that would be the best scenario, being the second home.
That's right, where you wouldn't.
So
have
you
to,
at least have you still right. have a residence.
Yep.
But I mean, if that was your only home and you evacuated and you came back to nothing, I mean,
yep.
Well.
And this segment of show is brought to you by Superlight Masonry Homes.
Yeah. And nothing like block,
and,
is there, guys?
And the Metal Roof Association of America.
Like metal and block.
I tell you what, when we do end up building up in that same beautiful part of the country you're talking about, where we've got our horse pasture and the San Francisco River goes right through our property. I mean, it's our piece of heaven on earth.
Yep.
Romy has already claimed it on the website. I'm gonna have a Arizona maintenance free masonry mountain homes.
Great idea.
So you want a second home? Masonry, metal roof, Pella windows. You turn in, walk in the door, turn one button, everything turns on. You time to leave. Yep. You walk out. You lock the door. Same button. Boom. So that's my next.
But the irony with buying a house up there, you want it made out of wood, right? Because you feel like it's the right thing to build with up there. But that's also the thing that kind of catch you off guard.
That's an optical illusion.
That's right.
A mental illusion.
Until the third summer of caulking and chafing and staining, and you're thinking, man, I bought this place to get away from all that stuff. Hey, before we continue on and talk a little bit more about the impact the homeowner's insurance claim can make on you and your property and your quality of life and your family, I'd like to bring in another good friend of ours, Bill Mundell, William Mundell, who is the director of the Arizona Register of Contractors, because he's got some particularly great updates about what he's been driving through at the registrar's office. Director Mundell, thank you for joining us this morning. We especially appreciate your time.
Morning, Rosie. It's great to be here.
Hey, man, from the directives I'm seeing, and I'm sorry I've missed the last couple meetings. I've had to be out of town the last few meetings we've had. But, man, you guys are really clenching out a pretty busy schedule here. Let's talk a little bit about that recovery fund. I know a lot of homeowners probably have never had it to experience it, but it's one extra layer of protection we have in Arizona. A lot of other homeowners in other states don't have, and you guys have kind of been limping along with that. But talk about how it got restored.
Well, you're right. We've been rocking and rolling. A lot of stuff going on. The recovery fund is a restitution fund provided by state statute, and it really is a added protection for homeowners that use licensed contractors. And I always make it very clear, the restitution fund, the recovery fund, only applies if a homeowner hires a licensed contractor, and that's why it's so important to hire licensed contractors, because if you have a bad experience, they do shoddy work or go out of business, you can apply to the recovery fund and receive up to $30,000 per claim on a license. So the problem that occurred was back in 2008, the legislature swept the money from the recovery fund, and the recovery fund is funded by license fees from residential contractors, no general fund appropriation, no tax dollars, and the money was swept by the legislature in 2008 to pay other governmental expenses. So we had no money in the fund, and so even though a homeowner was eligible and I would sign an order saying the homeowner is entitled to X amount of dollars, there was no money in the fund to pay them, and they were having to wait up to 14 months. Well, luckily, this past session, because of Governor Brewer's leadership and the legislators that voted for the budget, $2.7 million was restored to the fund, and now we are basically current with homeowner claims. Once it's determined they're eligible, I sign the order. It goes over to our administration department at the agency, and a check is cut to them now within 3 to 5 days, whereas in the past, even after they'd gone through the whole process, they had to wait up to 14 months. So it's really good news. It's good news for homeowners. It's good news for Arizona's economy, because that money will be then used to hire a new contractor to fix the shoddy work that wasn't done correctly or never done at all. And so that obviously helps the economy. It helps the homeowners and helps, going forward in Arizona. So it's really great news.
And it helps you, too, because I'm sure you like signing a check a whole lot more than signing an IOU.
Well, we had a lot of, you can imagine, irate homeowners calling and complaining, and we sort of had to go back to eighth grade civics, and I'm not trying to be condescending, but we'd have to explain, no, we didn't misuse the money or spend it incorrectly. The money was taken by another branch of government. It's now been restored, and we are paying these claims. And, yes, it's really nice to be able to write the check and not have to try to explain why we can't write it for 14 months. And again, I mean, it's really great news, like I said, for homeowner, the contractors, the economy in Arizona. It's just wonderful.
This is huge. The recovery fund is just a great reason to make sure you're absolutely shopping with and buying from licensed, bonded insurance contractors. We won't even go into the other advantages of, even to get a license in Arizona, you have to prove experience in the trade. You have to pass written tests. We really are much more protected in the state of Arizona than many other homeowners throughout. Now, listen, let's change subjects here real quick, because y'all have changed the way the complaint process is handled. We've got about a minute here. Can you just sum that up for us real quick? Because I think the changes y'all have made are fantastic.
We want to focus on the bad apples. We want to, you know, go after the repeat offenders, and that's what the change in the process will do. We're not going to let someone get 15, 20, 25 complaints before we revoke their license. We're going to go after them immediately. And even if they settle with the homeowner, and that's what's happened in the past, the bad apples know have gamed the system and know how to play the system. As soon as somebody would call us or file a complaint, they would immediately settle with the homeowner, and we'd have cases of 20, 30 complaints that had been settled, but they were out there still with a license getting more victims. So we're concentrating on the bad apples now. We're going to go after them, and even if they settle, we want to encourage settlement, but if there's a pattern of behavior, fraud, taking advantage of the elderly, we're going to go after them and revoke. So that is it. We could talk about this subject for an hour, but that, in a nutshell, we're going after the bad apples.
I think that's fantastic. I think it's tremendously encouraging. The homeowners need to know 93% of all the licensed contractors in Arizona received no complaints. Of the remaining contractors, 6 received 1 to 2 complaints, and only 1% received more than 3 complaints. So if you're shopping for a contractor and they show on the website 3, 4, 5 complaints, know this: you're dealing with the 1% of the worst contractors in the entire state. Director Mundell, I certainly appreciate you joining us. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thanks, Rosie. Take care.
Now, look, Rosie Romero, I've been involved with the Registered Contractor's Office in one way or another for about 35 years, and I can tell you, the director, now that he's off the phone, I can tell you, Bill Mundell is doing a fabulous job at the registrar's. We appreciate the job he's doing, and you, as the Arizona homeowners, need to know you've got a great registrar working for you right now. When we get back after this short break, we're going to bring back Clay Jansen of Focus Insurance Services, and we're going to be talking about popular misconceptions about public adjusters, owner-occupied versus landlord, flood insurance, and a new trend called geomapping, as well as take William's call from Tucson. We do have open lines at 1-888-767-4348.